And this is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, August 29th, 2013. It's the birthday of British philosopher John Locke, born in Somerset, England in 1632. He believed in natural law and that people have natural rights, under which the right of property is the most important. He wrote, "Every man has a property in his own person. This nobody has any right to but himself." He believed governments exist to protect those rights, and he argued in favor of revolt against tyranny. His ideas were a foundation for much of the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution. And it's the birthday of poet Tom Gunn, born in Gravesend, Kent, in 1929. He is known for his book Fighting Terms, a collection of poetry described by the critic John Press as a post-war volume all serious poetry readers need to study. As an undergraduate, Tom Gunn left Cambridge for Stanford University and eventually made San Francisco his home during the Beat Movement. He gave up a tenured position at Berkeley in the 1960s because he couldn't stand going to department meetings. He went on to publish many collections of poetry, including Touch, The Passages of Joy, and The Man with Night Sweats. It's the birthday of jazz saxophonist Charlie Parker, born in Kansas City, Kansas in 1920, considered one of the half-dozen greatest jazz musicians, right up there with Duke Ellington and Louis Armstrong. Before Parker's innovations, jazz meant swing, melodies played at dance tempos by musicians in big orchestras who never got to take solos for very long. Late at night, after their big band jobs were over, Parker, Dizzy Gillespie, and other musicians kept on playing, improvising long lines at blazing speed. Parker used a lot of flatted fifths, and jazz players used the word bebop to mean a flatted fifth. But Parker didn't like to use the word for the way he played. "Let's not call it bebop," he said. "Let's just call it music." And here's a poem by Paul Zimmer entitled Dog Music. "Amongst dogs are listeners and singers. My big dog sang with me so purely, puckering her ruffled lips into an O, beginning with small, swallowing sounds like Coltrane musing, then rising to power and resonance, gulping air to continue, her passion and sense of flawless form, singing with me, but mostly for the art of dogs. We joined in many fine songs, Stardust, Naima, The Trout, Jeg Elsker Dig, Perdido. She was a great master and died young, leaving me with unrelieved grief, her talents known only to a few. Now I have a small dog who does not sing, but listens with discernment, requiring skill and spirit in my falsetto voice. When I sing her name and words of love, andante con brio, vivace, adagio, at times she is so moved she turns to place her paw across her snout, closing her eyes, sighing like a girl I held and danced with years ago. But I am a pretender to dog music. Indeed, few strains rise only from the rich red chambers of a canine heart. These melodies best when the moon is up, listeners and singers together and apart, beyond friendship and anger, far from any human imposter. Songs of bones, turds, conquests, hunts and scents, ballads of long nights lifting to starlight." Dog Music, a poem by Paul Zimmer from his collection Crossing to Sunlight Revisited, published by the University of Georgia Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. This is Billy Collins for the Writer's Almanac, hoping you will join us here next time.